Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 Euro bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 Euro gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 Euro. Oder Mucki Sandwich Eis, je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 Euro. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Ah, that's lovely. It's a lovely picture.
A woman on the left looks like...
It's how I picture every woman abroad to be. Like in Europe. They're all like that. They wear like little corsets. They serve you beer. They got ponytails. And massive boobages. And for some reason they've got words painted over their chest.
I wonder what pandemonium looks like.
Christ. She's got to be pretty wide to fit that on her.
Hi.
Hello, Johamitson.
Oh, you checked the wicked weasel pictures. If you just check the picture where she's laying in the yellow beach bed, you see those huge fucking camel toes.
Oh my god.
The one with the yellow beach towel where she's topless and you can see a blemish beside her nipple.
A blemish. Oh.
Maybe it's like a third nipple or something.
Oh.
Oh!
Third nipple.
Or it could
be... You'll have to do that in Amsterdam when you go there, Barry. You have to find a woman with three nipples.
These girls have small tits, though.
I think someone texted me. Is that Hannah? Hannah! What's up, Chuck? What a strange thing to ask me.
Do you think Hannah's bikini pictures will look like this?
Yeah, I imagine she'll... I imagine it would look just like one of those Wicked Weasel pictures, Barry. It'd be like the British version of Wicked Weasel. Naughty ferret. I just thought I'd reply to Hannah, you know, what's up, Chuck? Looking at breasts. With Lewis, Barry, and Yoey.
Hello, and welcome to
Would you play, like, a Western MMO in which you're, like, a gunslinger or a sheriff or just, like, a standard cowboy with skills at herding cattle or, like, a madam in a bawdy house, whatever the fuck they called them? Or you could be, like, a bartender.
A bawdy house.
A bawdy house.
Bawdy house.
Or you could be a blacksmith.
That's exactly what they call
like a real blacksmith. Not some tosser who makes 14 pairs of fucking cobalt boots give to his mate to DE. No. You're a real blacksmith. That's your class. That's what you are. You carry around, you know, great big fucking pieces of metal that you whack people over the head with because you're a nutter fucking blacksmith. I mean, just
sounds
just
quite
anything.
Fun. Sounds like a nice idea. The thing I have a problem with is this, right? Look at Fallout 3. How difficult would it be to add the code to make Fallout 3 into a multiplayer?
You could probably just patch it. Just download a little patch, and there you go. Suddenly it's an MMORPG.
I'm no computer game design expert or anything, clearly. But we have games that are very, very good and game worlds that are as good as they need to be. You know, I would love to play Fallout 3 with someone else, you know, with people.
They are making a new Fallout game already. But what class would you play in my Western MMO? You could be the weird dude who always wears, like a teller's visor, like they use in poker games and stuff. But he doesn't work in the bank, he works in the telegraph office. and all he does all day is just tap that telegraph thing. Beep, 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 beep. And that's it. And you would be pressing that button on your keyboard. You'd be like sending telegrams to people. 1111111111111111111.
Wow. Well, I mean, I'm sold already.
That would be the only way to communicate with people in different towns and stuff. There'd be like a whole different, you know, there'd be like a whole world of all these little towns across the Wild West. But you couldn't just send in-game mails and, you know, they magically pop up in the next town. No, you have to send telegraphs. I got a message. It's from Dave. He's up in Hopesville. The telegraph reads... I think someone fucked up somewhere along the line. I mean, I'm surprised that people who used to send telegraphs didn't get RSI. They probably did. Only they didn't call it RSI.
Telegrapher's finger.
Telegrapher's finger, yes. That's perfectly descriptive of it.
Telegrapher's finger.
Poor old Roy Johnson. He's got telegrapher's... finger.
Old Boy Johnson, would that be the name of your character in this? What would
Old
this
Boy
game
Johnson,
be called?
Wild of Westcraft. It's the Wild West. Wild
West,
of Westcraft.
West of Wildcraft. That might work. And it could use the name WoW as well. It would still have, yeah, so you could like leech off people who like bought the wrong MMO. It's like, have you played WoW? No. Go out and buy it, man. It's great. And then you go out and there's like Wild of Westcraft on there. And you're like, holy shit, this game looks awesome! And then you buy it, and you get RSI.
Well, only if you play a telegrapher. You don't have to play that class. You could be like a cowboy herding cattle all day. It would, I mean, again, that would come down to just pressing one a lot, probably. It's like whip cow would be one. Whip cow, whoosh, whip cow, whoosh, whip cow, whoosh. Whip cow, whip cow. You don't want to know what one would do if you were a prostitute class, though.
Is that one of the options? Can you choose gender on the prostitute class, or are you like fixed?
This isn't fucking Brokeback Mountain. You have to be a girl prostitute. I mean, you saw how they treated the young queer fellas and broke back. You know, it wasn't an open, free society back then. Men were men.
Indeed.
What's that stupid saying? Men were real men and women were
no,
real women.
No, when whatever. Men were What's men that? And...
Women were also men. Oh, I guess they are, there must be Indians. I guess that would be like the Horde and the Alliance. The Alliance would be the cowboys, and the Horde would be the Indians. I'm not sure what classes the Indians would have. I guess archers. They're great archers. I guess skinning and tanning probably isn't an interesting class to play. Cutting the skin off of a buffalo, hanging it up to dry.
Would this game be like one of those... like Puzzle Pirates or something, or like one of those free, like a Big Fish game, you know, where it's like a puzzle game and you have to, it's full of all like little mini games, you know, and like, so the tanning game would be like, you know, cutting up, you know, it's like a bit like a jigsaw, you know, like fitting together different kinds of animal skins to like make a piece of clothing or
the
something.
Tee-pee. Oh my god, what a mental image for playing a fucking video game. Where you're piecing parts of like a cow's ass together to make a tent.
And you have to do it faster than someone else. I mean, that would be the online aspect or something. Or someone else helps you by like providing the skins to you by like butchering the animal. That would be like Tetris or something. All the animals coming down into your shop and you have to like fit them into.
But herding cattle would be like Tetris. Because you're fitting all the different shaped cows into a pen.
It would just be like there'd just be one shape of cow.
Cows.
They'd all be the square.
It would be like Tetris,
but with squares.
Yeah, that would be it. Amazing. What a fun game.
Oh my god.
Hello, you are listening to the York Pod, Vanas, Vanas, hello, ooh la la, c'est bon, c'est très bon.
Do you think it'd be possible to create, like, a character that looks completely normal, doesn't look like a superhero at all, and your name is Man-Man? Not Superman, not Spider-Man, not Batman, but Man-Man. You're just a man. That's it. Your superhero power is that you're a man. But really, you're a lady. What's your secret?
This is a terrible idea. That's the most useless power. We've already come up with shitty ideas for superheroes. Man, that is on the list now. What are you called?
Man-Man.
Man-Man!
Man-Man. Yeah. You just look like a normal bloke. You got like a pair of jeans and a shirt on. That's your outfit. It's your superhero outfit. No spandex. No, like, floating orbs around you. None of that weird shit. No mask. You got like a slightly trendy haircut, but nothing special. Maybe a bit of highlights in it. You know? You got a scarf instead of a cape. Because people don't wear capes to keep warm, they just put a scarf on. That's it. Amazing.
What do you mean? The cape isn't to keep warm?
Yeah, it is. It's to keep you warm, that's why people wore capes.
Is that the justification for a cape? To keep them warm? Why does Superman need to keep
warm? The justification for wearing a cape is so that it looks impressive when it moves around. It's just to do with the movement, the fluidity. It's a way of displaying, you know, an unmoving drawing actually looks like something's going on with a big cape billowing around.
Sorry, so you were telling me about Man-Man. Just looks like an ordinary bloke. Jeans and a t-shirt.
Yes.
He's got a nice pair of sunglasses.
No. He doesn't wear sunglasses.
Fancy.
He doesn't wear sunglasses.
Oh, what does he... Are you sure? What does he drive?
No, yeah. He drives...
A BMW.
A Prius.
A hybrid?
No, Prius.
Surely he wouldn't drive
a Prius. He cares
about
the environment. He's got a
that
Prius.
That doesn't make sense. I'm not sure I agree with you. Man-Man would drive a Ferrari
Man-Man
or something,
wouldn't he?
Man-Man
drives a Prius. No, a Ferrari? He drives a Ferrari. Jamiroquai?
What?
What's he called? JK? JK from Jamiroquai? He drives a Ferrari. You know, Michael Schumacher drives a Ferrari. Man-Man? He drives a Prius. Like Brian Cox. Man-Man. He likes Starbucks. He goes to Starbucks a lot. He has an Apple Mac.
Man-Man is sounding more less and less manly.
Ones. I think he's a man's man. Do you see what I did there?
Moo, 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 moo. No, it didn't go like that when you did it before.
How did I do it before?
It went da 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 moo da 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 da. Went like that. Isn't that completely insane?
Yes.
The other thing I need you to do. Hello. Hello, Fist.
Hello. I came into the channel to hear Honeydew mooing the theme from Tetris. I'm curious. I mean, as ways to log on, it's better than Nearest talking about gay sex, but it's still very strange.
Oh, good lord. What was he doing talking about that?
Some raid or something, I don't know. What's up, pals? Zef, I did all your shit.
I know, man. I didn't even manage to get it all out of my mailbox. It was too much. Why have I got that song in my head now? I had that song in my head last time we did this as well. For like a day I was singing.
Play that tequila song instead. The tequila song is the anti-Tetris mooing.
But then I'll have that in his head.
It's the kryptonite to the Superman power of the Tetris move.
Hello, I am in Mexico. It's very nice.
Wow. Keep trying.
Hello, I am Terry Wogan. You are listening to the York Board. It's very nice.
What is that very nice thing? Because no one I know who does a French impression ever says that. Isn't that Borat? Very nice. It's from Monty Python. We've been doing the Yogpod and Yogscast for like a year now. We're getting more popular. What we've had to do is we've had to get a new hosting. So the website's moved and so is the Yogpod. So hopefully if you're listening to this on the Yogpod right now, you've managed to get connected up to the new...
If you haven't, then hang on. How would that work? Because they wouldn't be able to listen.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure how we get around that. The other thing, what else do we need to talk about?
If you're deaf and you're Hitler and you're listening to the Yogpod,
hail me.
Yeah.
You mean heil me?
Yeah, whatever. He's deaf. It's not going to come out properly, is it? I mean, you're splitting hairs here.
He's not fucking illiterate. He can read.
Yeah, but he can't speak properly because he's all deaf.
Hail me!
Hail me.
Yeah, he doesn't know how heil's pronounced because he's, you know, he's not German and he's deaf. He's a deaf English Hitler.
I wrote down all this stuff we needed to chat about, but I can't find it anywhere. Anyway, the other thing is, what are we fucking saying?
Hail me!
I kind of wanted to mention some of the fan stuff.
Letters from the Yognauts?
Yeah.
If we had any decent letters,
we have a lot of good letters, actually. A lot of people send me messages and stuff, and I'd love to read out everyone's names.
I mean, I'm interested to know what people have to say.
Well, we had about 30 or 35 contact us about the D&D Yogpod saying they wanted more. So if we use that to think... You know, they say that only one in you know, a couple of hundred people actually write in. Who listen actually write in. You know, only a fraction of people will bother.
Are you high or something? Are you drunk?
My brain's just melting. Right, we need to start again.
You've been working hard, haven't you, lately? And your brain's just kind of melted and poured out of your ears.
Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of work to do. I'm not really with it. Anyway, we had a lot of people contact us from the D&D saying that they wanted more, so we're going to do another one of them. We're not going to talk to fans on Skype or any of this rubbish.
Why not?
Piss off. Some people liked the story, I think other people didn't. We'll see what happens in the future. We might do more stories, we might not. We'll mix it up. We'll see what we're going to do. I've got another couple of stories that I'm in the process of writing, and I would like to have Honey read, and they're not that long and tiresome, and if you don't like them, then fuck off.
Die in a fire. Faggots.
Yeah. The other thing is, we have set up on the website the ability for people to donate either a packet of Jaffa Cakes or an S Club 7 album to Simon. And what this will do is this will like just help us pay for the hosting and stuff, and any extra money we get, it will probably go back into the Yogpod in some form. We might do a competition or something.
You're not actually buying Jaffa Cakes or an album. You're actually contributing the same amount of money in cash to the Yogpod.
Yeah.
To help us pay.
Yeah, I mean we're not a Jaffa Cake vendor,
and
we're not like going to actually send you Jaffa Cakes from
no.
Simon's just going to eat
from the
them.
Co-op.
So donate
if they're on offer though.
Donate.
And somebody wants a pack, I'm sure we could work something out.
Well, we're going with the. I think it's £1.65 a pack of Jaffa Cakes. Is that on offer or not?
Yeah. That's two packs of Jaffa Cakes.
No, it's a twin pack.
That's how much it is from Tesco. Yeah, a twin pack of Jaffa Cakes. That's 24 Jaffas.
Right.
£1.65.
Sure, it's 24.
And you can donate the equivalent. Yes. It's 12 in a pack.
There were 10 in a pack.
No.
12 in a pack.
No, it's 12. We've been through this before. Next you'll be saying, oh, is it a biscuit or is it a cake? I can't remember. And we'll have this conversation for like the third fucking time. Sorry.
That's the beauty of a poor memory, man. You can enjoy the same conversations over and over again.
You're like a fucking goldfish. A goldfish with like a Jaffa cake floating around in its fishbowl. And it's like, what is this? I don't understand. Is this a biscuit or a cake? And then they figure it out and then they just forget.
The goldfish wouldn't be thinking that, would it? It would just be thinking about
it. Would. It'd be like, oh
how
man,
tasty it would be.
Jaffa cake. Oh, I wish I had a cup of tea I could dunk it in.
Have you ever put your hand into like a goldfish bowl and like had the Jaffa cake? Have you ever put your hand into
had a Jaffa cake nibble on me?
That ever happened?
No, I put my willy in it before. But unfortunately, it's a piranha tank.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't have a willy anymore. It's gone.
Oh, dear.
I just have a little bit of... There's a little bit of knobbly flesh there.
That's delightful.
It's like a... That's all that's left of my pee. I'm sorry. There's no need for that. Sorry.
That's going
too far.
That's going to get cut. Right. Jesus Christ. So if you want to donate some money towards helping us finance the stuff that we're already paying for, and also encourage us to do more Yog Pods, that'll be good.
We're not doing this to make money, but we're not doing it to lose money either. That's true.
The other thing is, it's kind of a bit late because it starts on August 15th, the season kicks off, but there's a fantasy football league going on, fantasy.premierleague.com. It's fantasy soccer for those of our American buddies. We have a league and it's free, so you can just sign up on fantasy.premierleague.com, make your football team, and you can join the Yogfoot League. And I think whoever wins the league will get some sort of little prize for them. Or maybe get them on the Yog Pod and say, you know, how they won the football fantasy.
This starts in 2 days' time. How this podcast is not going to be out in 2 days' time. It's just not going to happen.
There it is. I'm going to put it up.
Also, people need the code. They need to write down the like the URL, and they also need to know the code. It's very complicated.
Do you know what the code
is? It's not worth it, really. It's just not worth
it. Yeah, it is.
I can't remember the code.
Pause the Yog Pod now and get a pen and pencil and come back in a second. Right, hang on.
Okay.
Have you paused it?
Welcome back.
Right, welcome back. the code is 349295-157596. Alright? So it's a secret code for Yog Pod listeners. Join our fantasy football league team and it'll be fun.
Nobody's going to join.
No.
Nobody is going to join.
No.
Because this podcast isn't going to be out in time.
Also.
It's not going to be out.
Well, no.
In 2 days' time, it's not going to happen.
You can still join after the season started. You know, it's just a bit late. That's all.
There's only like four of us in the fucking league. Our little league, our Yogfoot league.
The Yogfoot.
So I think there probably is a good chance of someone winning, seeing how there's such a small, you know, group of people taking part.
Yeah. Also,
it's like entering a raffle, and the only people who have bought raffle tickets is like the vicar. And the woman running the raffle.
And there's four prizes. So the vicar and the woman who runs the raffle get two prizes each.
Yeah, you're going to walk home with a big box of shortbread and some, like, a little basket of soaps. That's what you're
Yeah, a little basket of hand washes. And you're going to get a little fake plant that's stuck in that green felt stuff, that oasis stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
that
geez.
Green stuff
yeah,
that you stick plants in.
It's called Oasis. I'm quite impressed that you knew that.
Yeah, man. I know about that kind of stuff.
Have you worked in a flower shop?
There'll be a box of Ferrero Rocher there.
Did he just ignore my question? Are you embarrassed because you did
I never worked in a flower shop. I go to the horticultural show, don't I, every year and stuff. We've talked about this,
You
man.
Took part, didn't you? Didn't you do some flower arranging?
I didn't really do any flower arranging as much as picked 5 flowers, put them in a vase.
Did you wear a dress? Hang on, you did actually do flower arranging.
I didn't do any actual arranging.
You did enter some flowers.
Dude, I am comfortable with my masculinity. It's fine.
Wow.
It's fine. Everything was fine.
Was there like a lady there, like a friend of your mother's, and she said, "Oh, Lewis, oh, you're such a nice boy, such a lucky boy. There's a friend of my son's that you might be interested in meeting. It's he's called Graham. He's a hairdresser."
Right.
He owns a Ford car.
Ford car. He's obviously well-to-do.
That was like the gayest car that I could think of. I don't really know much about gay cars.
I don't really know much about gay cars either.
Is there a stereotypical car?
For gays?
I'm not really sure.
Gays aren't really into cars, are they?
Motorbikes. Because they have to dress up in leather. They have to basically wear like a leather catsuit, like Emma Peel from the Avengers.
I'm not sure that's quite right, to be honest.
It's a lovely friend of my son's called Graham. He rides a motorbike and he's a hairdresser. He's fond of musicals. He's a friend of Dorothy's.
Dorothy?
He likes flower arranging as well.
The lady she plays Scrabble with.
A friend of Dorothy's. Have you never heard that term before?
Oh, no, I haven't. God. Isn't that like that time of the month? You know, I'm just off to Dorothy's.
No. That's Aunt Edna.
Dorothy's coming round to
Edna?
Visit. Aunt Irma.
Yeah.
Aunt Irma,
that's it. Aunt Irma, yeah. From the It crowd. Oh, classic comedy. Classic.
Culture references.
Woohoo! Pew, pew, pew! We're like firing the references like bullets.
So basically what happened is, we've told people the fantasy football league thing, but we've told them it in the middle of the podcast. And if they're listening to the podcast, like when they're on the bus, to school,
on the way to school, because they're all going to school, every single one of our subscribers,
or if they're in their car, maybe driving to work, or if maybe they're playing WoW, and they've got it on in the background.
I've got an idea.
Is that they probably won't have had a chance to write down the number of the league in time. Why are we even doing this? Because the thing is, most of our listeners don't listen to this, like, as soon as it's downloaded anyway. Oh, fuck off, Yoey.
This isn't going very well, is it? Oh, dear.
Hello, Honeydew.
Hello, Yoey Mitson.
Just check yorkscast.com and we'll put it on there.